A vote originally scheduled for today on a plan to close three campuses in the Vermont State Colleges system has been postponed. Chancellor Jeb Spaulding said closing Northern Vermont University's campuses in Johnson and Linden, as well as Vermont Technical College's campus in Randolph, was necessary to address budget gaps caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Spaulding has said there is no backup plan. But Senate President Tim Ash and House Speaker Mitzi Johnson said postponing Monday's vote would allow for further study and a one-year bridge budget to keep the three campuses open. The closings proposal met with resistance from community members as soon as it was announced. Ben Luce is a professor of physics at NVU. He's organized a protest in the form of a car parade in Montpelier scheduled for this morning, Monday. He's here now this morning live to talk about it and his reaction to the proposed closings. Professor Luce, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Mitch. Good morning.
So can you please briefly describe for us this protest that will take place this morning? Where is it taking place, and will it follow social distancing guidelines?
Yes, we're very concerned about the social distancing guideline aspect of this. So this is billed as a car parade, and the route we've designed is to take major roads that go past the State House and around Montpelier, and also by the headquarters of the Vermont State College offices. What we're asking people to do is to basically form a chain of cars that go around the loop and around the loop and blare their horns a bit when they get in front of the state legislature and the VSC. But otherwise, to pretty much stay in their cars. You know, I think we may have some people standing out on the sidewalk taking some pictures and hopefully staying far apart from any other groups that might be doing something like that. But this is a car parade, very much in the spirit of the current guidelines.
Now, I understand, Ben, that there was some personal irony for you when you heard about this proposal to close the three colleges. It was bad news, of course, for you that followed what would otherwise have been some personal good news. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I had just been promoted to full professor, which was the end of a long, for me, 12-year process in which I had invested huge amounts of time on vacations and other things like that, just fulfilling all the requirements. And on the same day, I got the message that the Board of Trustees was going to be presented with a proposal to shut down my university and also the Randolph campus of VTC.
So how did you react when you learned about Chancellor Spaulding's proposals to close these schools?
I was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that in the midst of this crisis, they would do that to these institutions, and especially to the students. You know, we're in the middle of trying just to get through the semester after having transitioned everybody to online. The workload is tremendous for everyone involved. The students are already feeling incredibly displaced. Many of them are grieving about missing their friends and the ends of the semester, especially for the seniors that are never going to see their friends again, or miss their graduations. We're in the middle of this incredible crisis, and this proposal came out, and I have to say, it is totally insensitive to the needs of everybody involved.
Well, one of the things I'd heard, and again, we should emphasize that, again, this vote for today has been postponed on the closures of those schools. But one of the proposals I had heard Chancellor Spaulding talk about was the students from NVU would then be able to go to Castleton University. Was that not a sufficient sort of backup plan, if you will?
No, I think that's completely ridiculous because students choose their colleges based on all sorts of criteria, the particular programs, the particular professors, the particular facilities, the location, the cost. There's very little likelihood that any given student of NVU presently could transfer to Castleton right off the bat in any kind of way that would make sense for them. I think that's really, I think this whole thing was just trying to use the crisis as an excuse to carry out an agenda that's really been there for a long time, that really is just originating from the horrific lack of state funding. You know, Vermont only funds its colleges at about a 17% level. Most states fund their state colleges between 35 to 75%. And there's been a kind of a myth in the legislature that we're inefficient and unsustainable, and that they can't seem to get into a funding mode that actually makes sense, makes rational sense. And so there's this enormous pressure to make cuts because we're basically paying $20 a year for something that costs $30.
Well, Professor Luce, if I can just interrupt briefly, you know, it's interesting you bring up this point about you feel like this is being used as kind of an excuse to close these campuses, but you realize that even before COVID-19 changed the reality for schools like NVU, Lyndon and Johnson and Vermont Tech, that there was low enrollment, other financial challenges for these colleges. At this time of deep financial crisis for the state, is it realistic to ask for a major increase in funding for state colleges to keep colleges like NVU viable?
It absolutely is. You know, we've suffered some downturn in enrollment. It's been, a significant one. But we've also adapted. We've already downsized a great deal to that, and we've realigned a lot of our programs. We do not have a fundamental financial problem here. We really don't. These campuses are incredibly efficient economically. Let me give you a case in point. I get paid about half of what many of my colleagues do at many other higher ed institutions, private ones in Vermont, yet I teach about 6 courses a year, which is about 2 to 3 times as much as my colleagues at the other places. We're incredibly efficient, and we have vibrant, pretty well-attended programs. We're not in a huge crisis. And the thing is that what's really hurting us is that when you have only a 17% level of funding, it's very hard for us to be competitive because it's such a huge burden, economic burden on students, and it creates such a huge debt load for them. But yet, we're still doing fairly well, if you consider that. The other thing is...
Professor, I'm so sorry. We're up against the clock here. We're going to have to cut you off at this point. But just briefly tell us, what time does this car parade protest start this morning?
So it runs from 10 to 11.
10 to 11. Okay. Yeah. Professor Ben Luce at NVU, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mitch.
Take care.
Bye-bye.